A sudden thud shook the dilapidated hut next to them. Nyriss withheld his venom to examine the house instead. What he found was a teenage Dagwa pulling himself back to his feet.
"Greetings, Parshtal,"
the amphibious humanoid groaned. "Didn't I order you to watch the villagers without engaging the Werken?" Nyriss asked.
"Yes, Parshtal, this one remembers,"
Sequist said, running his scaled, webbed hands through his sleek sky-blue hair.
"But the defense of those who dwell requires that the sea ends those who howl, does it not?"
The nearby Werken that threw Sequist against the building roared. "If you're going to defy me, at least finish the job before I get back," Nyriss said. The apprentice's lime-green eyes looked away from his master. Nyriss crossed his arms. He fought off a smirk, then said,
"Best get to it, then."
Sequist looked at Nyriss as the veins that snaked across his scaled complexion glowed with a faint sky-blue hue. He nodded. Over his time as a hunter, Nyriss learned that each race possessed a physical trait that identified their compatibility with divine energy. For the Indil, it was their natural hair color. Meanwhile, for Daigwa, like his apprentice, it was the intensity of their glowing veins when they used magic. For Sequist, the softness of the glow exposed him as a lowborn. Moisture in the surrounding air condensed into two orbs of water that hovered around the lanky teenager.
"How many spells have you cast today?"
Nyriss asked. During their time together, Sequist had grown from being able to cast 3 spells per day to 10. Any hunter worth the title wouldn't waste even a single spell on a creature as simple as a werken. But his apprentice was far from a true hunter, and his penchant for showmanship over efficiency meant anything was possible.
"Worry not, for the lady smiles upon the sea,"
Sequist said, running forward and throwing a sphere at his feet. A stream of water burst from the orb, and its current carried the ichthyoid toward the beast. He winked at Evalace as he surfed and said,
"Try not to be numbed with awe, Flamekin."
"I swear," Evalace said, "he's more interested in flirting than improving."
She crossed her arms and asked,
"Should we help him?"
"No, he needs to learn how to stand on his own. If he gets hurt, it's his fault."
"Okay, he is your protege, after all."
The Werken charged and Sequist utilized his agility to sidestep the monster, but tripped over a piece of debris and fell.
"Brother,"
Evalace said with a slight strain in her voice, "he needs to do this on his own," Nyriss said without moving. The Werken pounced onto the prone Daigwa.
"I'm helping him."
"No, you're not." Evalace donned her mask, readied her spear, pressed her foot against the cobblestone wall, and pushed off with enough force to send her sailing toward the Werken. The collision knocked the beast off Sequist and impaled it into a nearby stone wall. A fountain of crimson blood burst from its chest and rained down around them.
"Gratitude, Flamekin,"
Sequist said as he stood.